fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue today to talk about one of the themes of Advent, the fear of the Lord, the healthy fear of the Lord. I was meditating on the Gospel of Luke chapter 5, the story of Jesus' calling of the first disciples when they're out in the boat fishing and they've been up fishing all night, haven't caught a thing, and Jesus tells them to cast their net on the other side of the boat. And when he does it, Jesus says, put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. And Peter's response is this, that Simon answered, Master, we toiled all night and we took nothing. But at your word, I'll let down the nets. So Peter's in some ways saying, look, we've been fishing all night. I'm a fisherman. I do this for a living. There's no fish out here. But okay, if you want me to do it, I'll do it. And I don't think Peter did it enthusiastically, like he was anticipating a great catch, but he throws the nets on the other side of the boat out into the deep. And what ends up happening is they bring in this great catch of fish to the point where it's breaking their nets. And Peter is stunned by what he sees. He's been fishing all of his life probably, and he's never saw a catch like that, literally busting the nets. And it happened just like that on the word of Jesus' command. At that moment, Peter, who knew better than anybody, this just doesn't happen. I know there were no fish out here. We've been fishing all night long. And just like that, by the word of his command, we have more fish in the nets than we can even bring in. It's literally breaking the nets. So what's Peter's response? Verse 8. It says, but when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me. I'm a sinful man, Lord. That's one of the most beautiful lines and one of the most beautiful scenes in the entire Bible. Depart from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. What happened there? Peter got a glimpse of the power and the majesty of Jesus. He saw the authority of the King. Jesus' power and might, his absolute uniqueness. It's a moment of revelation of God, of God's presence. And what happens with Peter, he literally falls down to his knees. He's humbled. He's exposed. His pride, his unbelief, it's present in him. It's so easy to relate to Peter, isn't it? That same unwillingness to believe, our inability to even grasp. Here, Peter's just, it's like a window's opened or a veil has been lifted. That miracle that Jesus worked, that work of power, that great sign, the veil was opened and Peter was looking into an entirely new dimension, a reality far beyond anything he ever grasped or experienced before. God has drawn near. The holy God, the mighty God, the amazing God is revealed in the person of Jesus. And all Peter can do, and this is the grace of the Holy Spirit. This is what the Holy Spirit wants to do in each one of our lives. What Peter is expressing here is a healthy fear of the Lord. That's one dimension of what's present. The Holy Spirit is opening Peter's heart, and he's opening his eyes, and he's able to see God. It's like, whoa, whoa, who is this? Who is he? He's the Lord. And Peter fell to his knees. That's normal. That's a normal, healthy response. And that's where the Holy Spirit wants to bring all of us and build that into us. So we always have within us a sense of the awe and majesty of God. That's the ground of the fear of the Lord. And what the fear of the Lord puts in us, because it gives us a concrete experience of holiness, the fear of the Lord helps us. It helps us live in the realization that God is holy. And by the grace of the Holy Spirit, we get a taste of what that means. One of the most beautiful passages and stories in the whole Bible as well is from Isaiah chapter 6, where the great prophet Isaiah is given a vision, and he describes that vision. And it's a vision about giving a glimpse into the reality and the majesty and the holiness of God. Here's how it reads. He said, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty. high and lofty throne. So God is enthroned. And the hem of his robe filled the temple. And he goes on to describe the angels that were gathered around the Lord on the throne. And clearly, by the grace of God, a veil is being lifted as well for Isaiah. And he's seeing into the dimensions of heaven, the reality of heaven, and who God is in his greatness. And then what he hears them saying, and the cry that comes out of his own heart probably is, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." This is what the angels cry, holy, the thrice holy God. They cry out to God, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory." Look around, friends, his creation, his power, his majesty is everywhere. In the mountains, in the streams, in the trees, and the animals, and in every single human being, his glory is revealed. And God spun the world into existence. He created it by the word of his command because he wanted to just let his glory shine and let human beings, the crown of creation, share in that glory and be able to perceive the glory and in themselves have the glory of God present in them. They exist. We exist because of God's glory. We're meant to reflect God's glory, just like the beauty of his creation, but even more so. But because of the reality of sin, we've fallen from glory. We no longer on our own can reflect that glory. That's why Advent reminds us, this is why Jesus came. The glory of God has come in the person of Christ and taken on human flesh to lift us to glory, to lift you back to glory. That's the most important thing happening in your life. It's the best news you could possibly have. This is eternal. This is real. This is not just a happy vacation for a month or, you know, winning the lotto or something that gives us temporary sense of happiness or freedom or joy or something. This is the real deal. This is your entire being transformed by the person of Jesus Christ. So being conformed and transformed into what? Into the image of a son and daughter of God, sharing in the holiness of God. So here's Isaiah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The angels are confessing that fact. This is God. This is the nature of God. God is so totally other. He's not just like us or his creation. The whole majesty of the creation, friends, is just a little sign of the immense power and authority and majesty and beauty in God. So as he's grasping it, the Holy Spirit is allowing Isaiah to see and to peer into the holiness of God. And what's his response? Woe is me, with an exclamation point, you know. Woe is me, I'm lost. For I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. It's the same experience Peter had. Woe is me. Leave me, Lord, I'm a sinful man. Here's this great prophet. And what happens when the veil gets lifted and we catch a glimpse of the holiness of God? We know in an instant the reality of our sin-sick condition and how offensive that is to God. And it's a frightening thing. And it's the one place and the one condition we don't want to find ourselves in. That's why we need the blood of Jesus Christ. We have to wake up in the season of Advent. Many, many of the baptized, not to mention those who don't know God at all, are living in sin without repentance, without the sacrament of repentance, the sacrament of reconciliation. Many baptized Catholics who don't go to confession haven't gone to confession in many years, hardly ever attend church, hardly ever pick up the Word of God, are not pursuing God. They have no sense of the holiness of God. They don't fear God. They don't fear God. Instead, we fear men. We fear not having enough fun or power in this world. And we get seduced by the enemy. And we pursue the things he offered to Jesus. He tempted Jesus within the desert. Power, glory, authority, pleasure, you want it. You name it, you can have it. Just bend your knee to me. Just stop bending your knee to God. Just stop fearing the Lord. Fear me, Satan says. Worship me. That's the great battle. So here's Isaiah. It's a miracle. The Holy Spirit is revealing the true condition of Isaiah's heart and mind. He said, I am a man of unclean lips. I speak falsehoods, lies. I speak things that are offensive to God. But it's just a way of describing the unclean condition of his own heart. Remember what Jesus said about the condition of the human heart. Jesus told the apostles, he told the Pharisees and the religious leaders, look what's into your heart, inside your heart. It's what comes from within that makes you unclean. Look at the unclean condition of the human heart. Look at the sin-sick condition of the human heart. Envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, lust, hatred, bitterness, unforgiveness. This is what's in the human heart. And it's a gift from God to have the holiness of God revealed so we can see ourselves in light of God's holiness. And we'll know deep down, woe is me. I need to repent. Lord, help us. And so what does the angel do? In verse 6, the angel comes and takes a burning coal with tongs, a burning coal that's on the holy altar, the fire before God. He takes that coal and he comes and he touches the lips of Isaiah. And the angel says, now that it has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted away. This is what we want, friends. This is what the human race needs. We don't need more money. We don't need more glory. We don't need more power. We don't need more pleasure. We don't need to make ourselves into gods. What we need is to have our sins forgiven. We need the guilt, the literal objective guilt of our life taken away. Like Isaiah, Peter Herbeck, I am a man of unclean lips. I have sinned against God. I have broken his commandments. I failed to love God, and I failed to love my neighbor. I've used my neighbor at times for my own pleasure and for my own good. I've pursued idols. Lord, come and touch my lips. Come and take away my guilt and blot away all my sin. How does that happen? What is this holy coal of fire? It's the person of Jesus. It's Calvary. It's the Holy Spirit applying the death of Jesus, the blood of Christ, to your life and mine. That's what blots out sin. That's what lifts the guilt that's within us. Nothing else. That's why Jesus is the only Savior of the world. And it's his free gift to us. And we have to receive it. And oh, friends, it's crazy to see so many of the baptized. I understand it because I understand temptation and our weakness. But so many of the baptized just drifting away from God and just running after the world and just throwing themselves at the world and taking up the idols of the world that offend God and every day offending God and never thinking twice about it. And even going to bed at night, well, I'm a good person. Yeah, you know, I make some mistakes here and there, but I'm a good person. No, you're not. Only God is good. Only God is good. And his beloved son. And he alone can make us holy. And that's what he wants to do. And the fear of the Lord, friends, is a gift that sets us right with God and helps us fight the right things. Let's do it together. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new book, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.